Hi, I'm Anna Powell, and I'm here with Amy Lombard, and we are at the Data Summit in Dublin with Carolyn Linnington.
Would you mind telling us why you're here today?
I'm here because the whole area of data and technology and privacy has been an interest of mine for about 20 years now. So I'm always interested in hearing what the different organizations have to say, as well as the arguments governments put forward on what they want to do or think shouldn't be done. And everything's of interest to me.
In your opinion, why is data protection important?
It's important because it is the information about all of our personal lives, and that means it needs to be protected carefully. It means it gives you the privacy that sometimes we forget about because it's digital, and it's much easier to understand when you're talking about real world privacy and things like, you know, when we get home at night, just because we close the curtains in the evening so we can sit and watch TV doesn't mean that we're doing illegal stuff behind the curtains. We just all assume that we get a certain level of privacy in our personal lives. And if you don't, digital data can reveal huge amounts of information about us, not just stuff like health records, but even just what you happen to do on the internet, the sites you visited, the things you might have searched for that maybe you don't want everybody to know what you searched for. Doesn't mean you're doing anything bad, it just is personal or private. And so it's really important for us to have protections on that kind of data too.
How do we get the balance between privacy and security right?
Well, that's the big question. If you can find an answer to that, then lots of places will have a job for you. I think that the two have to be in a proper balance, which means that that you need a proportional approach, so that you shouldn't have the right to have access to all the information that you might want to get just because it would be interesting to have it, which is sometimes the argument that seems to be put forward by law enforcement agencies and governments, because all of us would like to, if you have more information, then maybe you'll be able to be better at countering terrorism or finding criminals. But the problem is you can get a lot of what they call false positives, things that look incriminating, but actually these are people that are really innocent and haven't done anything at all. And it begins to threaten our private lives when you have lots of false positives and lots of assumptions, and also means, again, that we don't have that level of privacy that we all deserve in our lives. On the same time, you have people that are not good people, and you need security. You need good, strong security. But that means you need to find that balance of when is it right to request information, and it means, or to even secretly get the information. You have to find rules and points of balance, and that's really, really hard to do. Events like this are good for getting people from all different backgrounds to discuss it and take it a bit more seriously.
Do you think events like these are important in Ireland?
Yeah, they are, because Ireland, in particular, Ireland is a big centre now for a lot of the companies that gather our data, a lot of the big tech companies that are here today, Facebook, Google, but also really small companies too. I mean, almost anything we do these days generates some kind of electronic or digital data, and that needs to be managed really carefully. But because we have companies here, and because a lot of those companies are regulated from here now through our Data Protection Commissioner's Office under the new European laws coming in, it's really important that Ireland in particular is aware of all of these issues, both the citizens, the companies, government, and non-governmental organizations. We all need to know more about this.
As a journalist, do you have any advice for us as a media team?
Ask the tough questions. Never feel intimidated by people in power. And that's, I think it's really important not to believe when you have people in power saying the stories that you write are fake news or the questions that you ask are rude or are difficult. You represent the citizens out there who don't have the access to the people, to the organizations that journalists do. And so when you get a chance to stand in front of someone like me, I hope you do ask the tough questions. Your role is to hold people in power to account. That's one of the most important roles for journalists. But also, if you're talking to someone like me, it might be just because you're interested in getting a different perspective, some different views. And so there's journalists have a really multi-tiered role in helping all of us understand the world around us better. And the younger you start, the better, and the braver you are, the better.
Thank you.